This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Welcome everyone to episode 14 of our Ramadan Reminders. And today I take you to Surah Fatir, ayah number 43, so that we can discuss another principle from the principles of life as taught to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His book. And that's what we have been doing every episode, right? We can actually effectively say that today is principle number 14. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in his book, in the surah, in ayah number 43 of Surah Fatir, وَلَا يَحِيقُ الْمَكْرُ السَّيِّئُ إِلَّا بِأَهْلِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but the evil plot does not encompass except its own people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says this in the context of a larger verse, which you can revise as you look over the reference that I've shared to you. And this should be the aim of our lessons together, that these lessons also inspire you all to go back to the Quran and look more deeper into the ayah or the portion of the ayah discussed, and look at the surrounding ayat and use it as a means of increasing one's understanding of the Quran. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whenever someone plots evil, then that evil is not going to harm except the person who is doing the plotting. Right? And this is a sunnah from the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah teaches us that this is a universal law, a principle from the principles of life. That whoever plots someone else's downfall, the downfall they are plotting will only eventually affect them and afflict them. That is what will happen. And we have many examples of this in the Quran. We spoke about Surah Al-Qasas and the story of Musa in yesterday's episode. And we see what happened to Fir'aun. One year he was killing the boys that were born. And then the other year he was letting them live. And the only reason why he let them live, so he could have enough slave boys to look after the needs of the Coptics. Right, so that Fir'aun didn't tap into the Coptics and take from them. Rather, Fir'aun and the Coptics could use the children of Banu Israel for their work. Right, if he was killing all the boys year in, year out, there'd be no one left. And this was a plot. And why was he doing the killing anyway? Well, because he was told that someone from Banu Israel is going to overthrow you. And he felt that he is Allah and no one will overthrow him. And he's not accountable to anyone. Thus, he plotted in the land, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us. And his plotting only caused him to be annihilated. And he drowned, subhanallah, and died a painful death. There's other stories in the Quran, such as we have in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. In fact, we have two instances in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. The first instance is when the brothers plotted and took Yusuf out of his home and threw him into the well. At the end, it only fell back on them because Yusuf, you know, ended up being the minister of Egypt, and they had to seek forgiveness from him. Also, the minister's wife in the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, she locked him in a room, right, to do evil with him, and he tried to refrain. He did everything in his capacity. At the end, she laid blame on him, and the evil plot fell on her. Why? Because it was noticed that his shirt was torn at the back, which means he was trying to run away from her and she was latching onto him. So she was the guilty party and she was lying. In fact, there's a third instance, because again, after that, this minister's wife brought all the women of Egypt into her palace and or her chosen people and brought Yusuf out so they could all see him. And at the end, they all had inclinations towards him and he refused. And because he refused, he was put into jail, because these were the two options he was given: do the haram or go to prison. So they plotted against him and threw an innocent soul into prison. At the end, what happens? At the end, the king of Egypt calls for Yusuf to come out. And the king of Egypt then asks the women of the city, what happened? And then they announce the innocence of Yusuf alayhi salam. Subhanallah, their evil plot only fell back on them and afflicted them. And like this we say in the Arabic language, halumma jarra. Like this, you will find example after example because the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can never ever be changed. You can never change the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His principles can never ever be changed. He created us, He created this life, and He has set the boundaries, He has set the laws, He has set the regulations, the macro regulations, the micro regulations. It is what it is. And if Allah says that this is how life is, and this is how, or this is a principle from the principles of life, no one should ever feel they're going to beat it. No one should ever plot the downfall of anyone else thinking that they will succeed. At the end, they will only harm themselves. They will only suffer as a result of it. And, you know, we've come across mentions of people in history who are tyrants on earth and spread all sorts of injustices, and how they died an evil death, and that was before they got into the grave and faced the punishment of the grave, as we know they will face the punishment of the grave. And then that is even before they're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyam and the fire of Jahannam. Right? Look at the people at the battle of Badr, those who are plotting against the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the top of them Abu Jahl, plotting, subhanallah. And how was his end? It was an evil end, indeed. Him and all those who were at the forefront of plotting against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims. So never ever take this route, brothers and sisters in Islam. Now, sometimes we do this, you know, without realizing. And it's, what do? We character assassinate. And this, character assassination is a means of leading to someone's downfall. Well, you have an issue with someone and then you try and get help with that issue, but when you bring a third party into it, you sort of speak about the party that you're having an issue with in a way that's not necessary. You start undressing everything that you know about them, right? So that now the situation goes beyond it being a process of arbitration and dealing with the situation at hand, but it goes into the phase of now placing negative thoughts in the heart of the third party that's come to arbitrate for one of the two parties. This is a character assassination. This is a type of plot, right? And because of that, now, you know, this person might not be hired in the future. This person might be warned against, meaning people might go about saying, stay away from this person. Why? Because of your character assassination, by you running your tongue and mentioning things that you shouldn't have mentioned. Things that Allah kept hidden, you have exposed. This is a type of plot, brothers and sisters in Islam. Backbiting is a type of plotting the downfall of other people as well, and we know the punishment of it. Right? So, we spoke in earlier episodes about the tongue and looking after the tongue. And to add to that, we should make sure that we don't plot the downfall of other people with our tongues and our hands. Why? Because the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that everyone who plots in an evil way, that plot will only fall upon them, and they will taste the hardness of their plot the most. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from all harm. This is the lesson for today. And I leave you to ponder over events in your life, and in particular your actions. And that's how it should be, brothers and sisters in Islam. We shouldn't ever, ever listen to lessons and think of other people and say, I wish they could hear, or he could hear, or she could hear. It's a normal human trait, unfortunately, especially in the age that we are in. We should always say, Alhamdulillah, that I am hearing. What does Allah want me to improve as a result of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bringing to me this lesson? And let us improve effectively as a result of it, inshallah. And then that way, you know, this lesson will become a sadaqatul jariyah for me, and inshallah people will be inspired by you, and you will become a sadaqatul jariyah for other people as well. And this is how we truly benefit each other. I love you all for the sake of Allah. By the way, we're almost hitting the middle part of the month of Ramadan. Please ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all our deeds, and ask Allah to grant barakah in that which remains our month. Our guest is moving along too fast, and soon our month will depart. Allahul Musta'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our deeds and bless what remains. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.